Now, before I start, I wanted to just, I'm going to refer to some terminology. And I thought it would be helpful before I get to a page that lists some terminology that I just talk about a couple terms in the beginning here. The first is the person that makes the oil and gas lease is called the lessor. So the lessor gives the lease. Before the lease is executed, the lessor is a mineral interest owner. The mineral interest owner either owns the mineral interest, or that interest owner could have owned the surface and mineral interest owner. We typically refer to that person as the fee owner. So in oil and gas parlance, when we talk about the fee owner, we typically mean surface and mineral estate, surface and mineral together, unsevered. If there has been a severance, which means the surface estate has been separated from the mineral estate, then we would refer to the interest owner of the mineral estate as the mineral interest owner. So before the lease is executed, they are simply an interest owner, whether in fee or in mineral. And after the lease is executed, they become the lessor. The lessee is the party that receives the lease, the party that takes the lease. And the lessee, as you will all either know from experience or you will know after gaining experience, the lessee does not necessarily mean they are the operator. The lessee has an interest in an oil and gas lease. So they receive the oil and gas lease. Now, we'll talk later about some other terminology, but I thought that would be helpful before we sort of start off. All right. Now we get to the mineral estate. So when we talk about the mineral estate, and you've already seen this from Anna Marie's wonderful presentation and Professor Coleman's presentation and Frank Cusimano's always excellent presentation this morning. So the mineral estate, you have an idea of what that is, right? We think about it as the subsurface, everything beneath the ground. The mineral estate is an estate in land. And what that means is it's an estate in real property. And so with that come ownership interests. It becomes property rights, things that you are able to do with the property. And so the estate in land has various sticks in the bundle of sticks. And for those of you that have taken property courses or AAPL training or any other kind of training, and you've heard the bundle of sticks analogy, the bundle of sticks analogy comes from an old Aesop fable where a parent gathers the children, its sons, but again, modernization. They gather the children to the deathbed. And the parent says, each of you take a stick and put them together. And so the children do that. And then the parent says, now try to break the bundle. And they can't. And so the parent then says, now take those sticks apart and each of you break one stick. And the children do that, and the sticks are all easily broken. And the parent says the lesson, which is with unity, right? With the bundle comes strength. So there is strength in having all of these property interests, all of these sticks in the mineral bundle, bundled together. Now, can we take these sticks apart and give them, transfer them, sell them, assign them to other people? Yes, of course we can do that. That's what makes property valuable. But the more we do that, we should know they are not as valuable as the interest together. Now, the bundle of sticks in the mineral estate may be different, slightly different than the mineral, than the sticks in a property bundle. So in the general sort of property bundle, we might have the right to transfer, the right to lease, the right to assign. Sometimes we've talked about the right to destroy and whether or not there is an inherent right to destroy property that I own. But in the mineral bundle of sticks, we're talking about property interest ownerships that are very specific to subsurface and oil and gas rights in particular. And so those oil and gas rights come in the following on this slide. And there's more references in your paper. So I would ask you, please, like, feel free to refer back to the paper that you have. The wonderful thing about UTCLE is they always give you such great sort of reference material that you can refer back to it as you're working through different issues. So what are the sticks in the mineral bundle of sticks? The right to develop. The right to develop, arguably, is considered an important stick. But Dr. Kulander and I, Dr. Kulander speaking later, have written on the executive right, and we think that that's pretty critical to oil and gas development. But the right to develop is the right to make a profit from the property. And broader, it is the right of ingress and egress, the right to enter upon the property and to develop it.